Punk and the Schooner, North Ice Punk. And the Schooner, North Ice Punk and the Schooner, North Ice Punk and the Schooner.
We start show number 35 of Noise Punk and Das Kruner. I am Das Kruner. Gene, who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk, yo. Thus?
Shut up!
The hell is wrong with you, son?
Oh, just right. Critique me on the air at the beginning
I'm gonna,
of the show.
I'm going to start it right off right now here at Noise Punk and Das Kruner. We got show number 35, and we got a very
special guest.
And his name is
Bob Siebert here.
Siebert. Composer, electronic guy.
Okay.
Now, I met Bob, on a radio show on WKCR when we were both part of a
FM
60 by 60 project, and
That's what we were.
Yeah, and Bob,
we were 30 of the 60 and 60, you were 30, and I was the other.
You were the other one. Bob, 30. welcome to our show.
It's very nice to be here.
I've heard
you guys before, and you do a great show.
We try.
You do a great show. Now, did you steal all your material from Ernie Kovacs? Or it's just part of it.
I didn't steal all the material, but Charles did. Is he dead?
Ernie Kovacs?
Yeah, he died a long time.
Yeah, okay, so then I could say
yes, he did. In fact, his wife just passed away about a couple of months ago. Edie Adams. Yeah.
Charles, if you don't talk into the mic, nobody will know you're
talking.
But when you do talk,
I will give it.
I just wanted to tell.
He likes to analyze on the air. And of course, this should be in and out, but it won't be.
Okay. I was gonna make some joke about Charles digging up Kovacs from his grave and raping him, but you know I'm gonna skip all that. That's why I had to ask if he was dead.
Well, of course, it's
bad taste. Charles, just ask your fucking stupid question that you always ask every time. Every person that comes here, no escape.
What are you?
No, that's not the question. Come on, ask the right question.
What made you become a composer in the first place?
Well, I heard you ask that question to a previous.
Every guest we try.
I was going to say previous prisoner, but anyway, right. And she said that she heard it when she was of 9 months.
Oh.
9 months. She knew that music was her blood, and she was to write music forever and ever and ever and ever.
I'm trying. He's trying to kill time sound effects. Brought to you by Noise Punk.
Noise Punk.
The story was beautiful. He's still. I'm gonna give you.
It was kind of a sad story. You know, it's kind of. She's probably dead.
Oh. Making fun of our press guests. This is a new one, Noise Punk. That's true.
Well, you know, once you've come on this show, you've kind of like that is it. You can't top it.
This is the top.
And Ernie Kovacs has passed away, so you can't go there.
Except for Charles.
Bam, hey. That's
goes
you
there
know.
Twice on Tuesdays.
Hey,
when are you guys going to put this on YouTube? I mean, these glamorous studios. People don't realize the opulence of which we sit.
I have a feeling they realize.
I started writing when I was 7. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually write the music down. I just started improvising on the piano. And that was it. You know, it was a point of creation. So music turned out to be my vehicle to create. And I'm still creating and still writing music.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's a good answer.
That's
Charles,
it.
Rate the answer.
Yes,
now
sir.
It's time to rate the answer.
Yes, sir.
On the scale of 1 to 10. So, Bob, you know, I've only heard some things online where you emailed, and of course I heard the 60-second piece.
Yeah.
So, let's say somebody who, I don't know if Charles has ever heard any of your music yet, so somebody who hasn't heard your music, what would you like to put on first?
Yeah.
And we should play it and some of our guests who have not heard your music.
I
I just happen to have 12 reviews here of the CD that no.
You're gonna you're not gonna play the music? Play the music.
No, it's on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
It's available on iTunes and CD Baby / Bob Siebert or cdbaby.com/Bob Siebert.
Okay, cool.
And it's on YouTube. You can see me play it on YouTube.
Oh, great.
Bob Siebert's music.
Can we hear it?
Huh? Oh, you want to hear it?
I just want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, actually, what the piece is, it's a series of small pieces called ringtones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my first piece for this instrument that's sitting in my lap now, which is called a circuit bent keyboard.
Circuit bent keyboard. We're going to have to talk about
that. We'll have to explain that. Yeah. Maybe you want to play the piece first.
Let's play the piece first and then explain what it is.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
Sorry.
Charles and Bob are fighting for the mic.
I can hold it and you can talk.
Our expensive studio only has two mics, you see.
Yeah, that's the deal.
And I have fun watching Charles and the guests fight over one.
Hey.
Okay, so we're going to play a piece by Bob. What is it called?
Once again?
You don't have to...
Ring Tones.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kuder. Ending. Ringtones by our guest Bob Siebert here on Noise Punk and Das Kuner. That was actually a portion of the piece.
Great. That was numbers 8 through 15, and there are 15 of them, yes?
Yes, good stuff.
Thank you very much. That that whole series of pieces I performed at the Spark Festival in the University of Minnesota back in February, and that is posted on YouTube, so if you want to. The performance is different than the recording, as you well know. When you're, especially when you're the composer, you have the poetic license to whatever the hell you want it.
Yeah. And Bob, while we were listening to this, Bob told us that there's no tracking or overdubs. That was all
That's
live.
All, yeah, one shot.
It was a stereo track.
Right. So if you see it, if you go to YouTube, you can see it happen as it is. It's similar to this. There's some slight changes and a couple of mistakes, but.
Oh,
I was about to say you must have done umpteen takes in order to get the take that you came up with each ringtone.
No, I think they're all done one take.
Wow.
One take.
Wow.
I'm a big one take person myself, just like this radio show.
Yeah.
One take. No.
Whatever you say, Gene.
No, I find it seriously in recording almost anything that whatever I've done my entire life has been like a one shot or maybe second take, but you know, very like 4 or 5 something like that takes.
Right, right. Hi, Sebastian.
Sebastian, the baby, Sebastian.
He's not a baby. Ah, why you call my kid a baby? Kid's 4 years old.
What would you
right
call
away.
Him, a toddler? Or?
He's a big this boy. Is, this, you're a big boy.
For the listening audience, Noise Punk's a kid just walked in.
And ran out because Charles insulted him.
Yes,
him
that's
a baby.
It. Yes.
Can't believe it. Bob, we need more music.
What would be next?
Let's see.
What is your heart's desire?
Well, I have a couple of things. I'm working on a project now, which is
Well, we were talking about what we want to play, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm double thinking. Go ahead.
Can you let the people speak?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
My turn.
Of course. It was always your turn.
It's my turn again.
I'm an idiot. I don't know if you noticed that, but anyway, please go ahead.
Spike Jones. You know, no one does. You should do a Spike Jones tribute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I like Spike Jones.
What if you found somebody who's still alive that played with Spike Jones?
I'm sure you could.
I don't know. He was pretty old when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think he's around. Anyway, this next piece is a part of a project that I'm working on with my good friend Bob Lapree on electronic percussion. And it's an extended piece called Loops for Science.
Cool.
And the first one, if you want to play just the loops themselves, I can give you, you know, a little bleep of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw like under a minute hits again. What I want to do is I need money.
No.
I need money because I want to lobby NASA.
Oh,
to broadcast mm-hmm. these pieces. I told them, we were at KCR,
the
right? And they took me very seriously, which they should. So anyway, I'm thinking of trying to find a way to finance this project so I can have NASA, God willing, to coin a phrase, right, to broadcast these into outer space.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So that is the loops themselves are called Deep Space Broadcast. However, since that project's gotten more and more complex, and the third phase of this project is Cowboys Ride the Current, in which my friend Bob Lapree plays found sound and junk and electronic percussion.
Cowboys. Sorry.
What is this?
I'm trying to do cowboy sounds.
Cowboys.
He's doing a soundtrack to your monologue here.
You need those cup things to make those hoof, don't you?
Yeah.
I got a keyboard.
Yeah, but you gotta have real hooves.
Sorry.
Right.
So
what are we doing?
So anyway, well, hey, listen, why don't you play one of those things?
Yeah. Right.
Okay?
Which one are we hearing?
The second one, Condescence.
Condescence.
By Bob Siebert here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Thank you.
Haunting Piece in F sharp. Candescence by Bob Siebert. Yes, I guess I do.
I guess I do.
Shut up, Gene.
Modest. Well, I guess I do. I never.
Where you go? You stop.
By our guest, Bob Siebert, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
I heard that is in D major.
No, you didn't. You lie. You lie.
Sorry.
Anyway.
That was very hot. That was.
Yeah.
So that piece was from the whole compilation is called...
Loops for Science.
Loops for Science, yes.
Right,
yes.
And that's phase three, Cowboys Ride the Current.
That's beautiful.
And what that specifically means is that the loops, which are pre-recorded and run, depending on the loop itself, maybe between 4 to 8 times. I think that one runs a little bit long because it's a very short loop.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we improvised
over the loop, yeah.
Over the top of the loop.
Great.
So
is there like about 3 tracks with the loops all together? Like
no,
is it loop you and another person?
That's it. Yeah.
So it's like three tracks. Basically stereo.
Yeah, 3 tracks.
Can we hear one more from this?
From that.
If you want, or something else, I don't know.
Sure. All these in general, I would say they're pretty. They're more kind of like ambient type pieces. Yeah, play another one from that. I'm just trying to think. I Love Them All. Play the last. No. Play Innocence, the next to last one, number 5.
Number 5, okay. So this is Innocence.
Right, and it's the same format. It's the loop that repeats with improvisations of assorted electronic percussion. And,
right.
Of course, I'm playing my infamous circuit bent
so
keyboard.
It's if we would announce this properly, we would say that the piece is by Bob Siebert called... Innocence, you said?
Innocence.
Yeah. With Bob Siebert on, what did you call
Circuit
it?
Bent.
Circuit Bent.
SK1 keyboard.
SK1 keyboard and...
Bob LaPree on Found Sound Electronic Percussion.
Uh-huh. See, now that's like really announcing it like as if it was like a chamber piece. And it is a chamber piece in a way.
It is. Yeah. It is, yes. And
yeah.
Yes.
So let's hear...
Innocence.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you. Beautiful piece in B flat major, "Innocence" by our guest Bob Siebert here on Noise Punk and Dust Pruner. Crooner. You threw me off, okay?
Dust Pruner, that's his new name. Yes. We're changing the show's name, Dust Pruner, because he prunes people's pieces by saying
nice.
What key they're in.
What does he win for getting all the keys right?
He wins me not raping him tonight.
Pritzker humor, party at four.
If he doesn't guess at least four keys during the day, he gets raped in the evening. You will got two more to go. It's already, what, 4 o'clock? So you don't have that much time left.
Now I can't tell my students to listen to this broadcast.
That's we don't want viewers. We just want
you have like our listeners.
We mean rape in the Shakespearean sense.
Oh, okay.
Very metaphoric. That's it.
I don't think Shakespeare meant it in that.
Hey.
You don't have like a bleeped out. You have. Why don't you put a bleeped out section? That would be cool.
I only bleep out good words. Oh. How about if we bleep out but only words that are not curses? It'd be like beep, fuck, beep, shit, beep, fuck, fuck, beep, beep. That would be a cool show, motherfucker. Beep, fuck, 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 beep, bitch, sucker, beep.
I'm glad to have you guys on my show.
Bob has just taken over the Dust Crooner and Pruner show, whatever. It is. All right, Bob, that was very pretty. I think.
Thank you.
So do you primarily write electronic music, or do you write acoustic music? Music for acoustic instruments.
Actually, some of the phases from this loops for science piece are acoustic as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the work is still in progress, so it's not completed yet. We just completed the Cowboys Ride, the current section phase, which we're listening to now. That just pretty much got wrapped up Wednesday.
Oh, great.
So it's still hot off the presses.
Now, during we're listening to this, you mentioned something about Ornette Coleman, but you didn't finish your thought. So,
we were talking about approaching the recording process and doing the you asked me if the both both of us improvised at the same time.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I said, yeah, we both improvised at the same time, but sometimes we went back and we felt that the piano solo, let's say hypothetically, wasn't up to what I wanted it to be, and I changed it. Or the percussion, the percussionist felt that he wanted to redo his part. So we were like mixing and matching, working it through, doing that. But what I wanted to say was, first of all, mentioning Ornette Coleman, I have to say I've been indebted to him, his talent and genius. For many years, I remember when I'm old enough to know when his first recording came out, and listened to that when it was brand new, and people were saying the guy's psycho or whatever they said that time. They're still saying that. However, what came to light was that those early recordings, which were free jazz, were actually taped together. There were solos from different takes, and they were spliced into the thing. So it was free jazz, but it was altered free jazz, I guess you could say, which was surprising to me. But if you go back and you listen to the Shape of Jazz to Come, which is the first major LP with Don Cherry and
those guys,
Ed Blackwell, I believe, and the famous bass player, whose name I can't remember, not Scott LaFaro, but he plays with Pat Metheny quite a bit too. Not Brain Freeze.
Oh.
In any event, that's how.
Who? No, not. Is he electric or acoustic?
Acoustic.
Oh, shish. Well,
extremely famous.
Not Hayden.
No.
No, not. Wait, who plays with?
Can't remember. Anyway.
All right, no.
If I remember, and at some future date, I'll phone it into one of your shows.
Awesome. Yeah.
While we talk, I'll Google it.
Oh, okay. I guess that's about all I have to say about Ornette Coleman.
Well, what do you have for us now?
Maybe you do a real change of pace.
Yes.
And this is the project we're working on, current project. Again, this is Bob Pri and myself with no pre-recorded anything. Mm-hmm. and that's I would say 95% improvised. And this group of pieces are titled Jam, Tunes for Tomorrow, Noise for Today.
Cool. Ooh.
And it's again me playing circuit bent keyboard, Bob playing sort of electronic whatever he can get his hands on. And again, there are no overdubs. It's straight ahead from bar 1 through bar 796, because it's a 4-hour piece.
4-hour piece, eh? Okay, everybody, pack a lunch before this next piece.
Yeah. No, it's on a long side. It's about 9 minutes. So if you want to fade it out towards the...
you have it on one track?
It's one track.
It's going to be a bit of a load in here. Let's do it. You announce the piece, because Charles probably didn't remember anything.
Would you do it again, please? Well, name again.
Bob Siebert. Oh, I'm sorry. You hit the piece. Jam.
Yes.
Tunes for Tomorrow, Noise for Today.
Very philosophical. Here on Noise Punk and Us.
Can you change it to Peanut Butter and Jam?
Just play it, will you?
Thank you.
and he just sustains that fourth step of the scale.
Oh, Charles, you're definitely not getting raped today. That was great. That was a great analysis.
He thinks he's going to do it, but no, he just leaves it suspended in the air.
Yeah.
Jam, tunes for tomorrow, noise for today by our guest Bob Siebert here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
You read that, Charles?
No, I didn't. So Bob, and you can't prove it because we're on the online radio, you bastard.
Bob.
Yeah.
You said you want to jam.
What? Yeah, sure.
Let's do it. Bob brought his, what is it called again, your keyboard? I can't remember this. I need to write shit down. My brain's fried.
Circuit bent.
All right, I'm going to edit
that. SK-1.
Circuit bent.
Yeah, keyboard. Circuit bent keyboard.
Okay. He's going to play a circuit. I'm going to let Bob start off and do a little solo thing, and then I will join on guitar in a couple of seconds. And maybe we'll do a five-minute nothing long jam if you're into it.
I just want to, you know, we keep talking about the keyboard. If you go to MySpace, Bob Siebert, there's some pictures of it so you can see what the thing looks like.
Also, naked pictures of Charles.
See, I knew that was coming.
Here, Noise Bung and Dust Charlie. Okay. Now, this is called the Crooner and Siebert. I mean, not Crooner. Noise Punk.
You're an idiot!
Noise Punk and Siebert Jam.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you. Yes, indeed. A live improvisational performance featuring our guest, Bob Siebert, and Noise Punk, a.k.a. Gene Pritzker, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Yeah, we got some live music up in here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
yes.
That's right. World premiere.
That's right.
Right? That's right. World premiere. All these are world premieres.
World premiere. That means the last time you'll ever hear it.
That's, no, it doesn't. No. Not at all.
Bob, let's hear another piece. What you got? What else you got? You got?
Actually, you know what? Before we talk about another piece, I like to talk about the not only his keyboard, the fact that part of the aiding of the keyboard is an old Atari joystick. You know, the one with the stick and the red button next to it. You normally you'd use to like shoot aliens with, which you incorporated into the design of this keyboard of yours. How'd that come about?
First of all, I'm not the instrument builder.
Oh.
Excuse me. The instrument builder is a guy named Patrick Gill. Who I met at this instrument was on for sale on eBay a couple of years back, and I kind of like bought it sight unseen, and I fell in love with it then because of all its myriad possibilities, and so he has that. Just got an optical eye in it too, but I've had problems with that, so it has to go back to the shop for as they say in the biz here, brain surgery.
Oh boy.
But he's the one who's incorporated the. What's that?
He was making fun of me again, as usual. Go on.
That's okay. That's right. The joystick, of course, was his idea, and there are some other things here because it has like rhythm things in there, but they're pretty cheesy. So I don't. I haven't found a way.
Hey, shut up, Gene.
he's talking.
Hey, it's his show.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sorry, Charles.
That's it.
That keyboard reminds me of you. In a good way.
You like to play me? Anyway.
Yeah. Against
Sorry,
your will.
Bob.
That's okay.
Against your will.
That's okay.
Oh, gee.
Maybe we'll do another track from the Cowboys Ride the Current.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Track. How many more are you going to play? One, two, one.
We got two. We got time for two more.
Two
or
more.
You like.
Yeah.
Okay. Play the first track and the last track.
First and last track from Cowboys.
What's
the full name?
Circuit Cowboys Ride the Current.
Cowboys Ride the Current.
Right. The first track is from this group is called Radiance.
Mm-hmm.
And the last track, the sixth track, is called Reticence.
Radiance and Reticence.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Thank you.
Radiance and Reticence, two movements from Circuit Cowboys Ride the Curtain. Current. I beg your pardon.
He's reading it and he still fucked it up. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah.
That's ghetto. I'm that's sure some ghetto shit right there.
I'm sure Beethoven couldn't read his own handwriting. But anyway.
What the fuck was that? did you just like pop some Quaaludes while listening to that?
Yes, I did. This is from an overall project entitled Loops for Science here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
She's driving me with science.
Did you fart?
Yeah, that was my fart. Bob, yes. We've enjoyed listening to your music. It was very,
very
hip. Can you please tell us
what what's coming up next for you?
Well, I have a lot of tentative things. Hopefully, we'll be able to go perform at the Spark Electronic Music Festival this February.
I applied for it this year.
You applied for it? I hope
to do a DJ set.
Oh yeah. Well, I hope be fun. You know. We'll do it I hope I'm there. I hope you're there, and we can hang out together.
That'll be good.
And then there's also another one out in Boulder, Colorado. The Communique, K-E-Y Festival. That's, I can't remember when. So we're hoping to be a part of that. And I have an acoustic piece that may get some performances. Again, this is all tentative stuff. Mm-hmm. I've worked on a piece for, it's a concerto for Celeste, string orchestra, timpani, and trumpet.
All right.
Hi, Sebastian.
After your workshop,
yes?
My mom said we're going to...
That's what I was thinking, Chinese.
We're gonna get some Chinese.
Everybody, my son said today we're going to eat Chinese.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. No, you got to play fifths and fourths.
Oh. Sorry, that's some racist shit going on.
Hey, you played it.
Charles, Charles called you a baby last time, remember?
Hey!
Did you meet Bob? This is Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Give him five or something.
No?
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I don't know. But.
Well, listen, great to hear what you're doing, Bob. Thanks for coming on the show.
Enjoy it.
It's my pleasure. You guys are totally crazy.
And please go to Bob. You have a website, right? Or MySpace.
You can go to a bunch of places. YouTube.com/Bob Siebert's Music. You can see the video. Or you can go to MySpace/Bob Siebert.
Are you my friend on MySpace yet or not?
No, I don't know how to do that. I'm not like...
Well, I'll ask.
Yeah, I have to work on that stuff. Oh. And, of course, the whole kit and caboodle is available on iTunes and... cdbaby.com/Bob Siebert.
Cool.
There you go. Thanks again for having me here, guys.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. It was a pleasure. Well, and is that what I think it is?
That is our music theme song.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk. And the schooner. Noise punk 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 and the Noise punk and the schooner. Noise.